অবিদ্যা বিনাশ হয়ে যাবে। And try to understand this line. We should try to understand the line. All lines are so much prominent and so carrying so many deep meanings, but
I'm telling one thing only. Prana bhakti yaha hoite অবিদ্যা বিনাশ জাতে। প্রেমা ভক্তি যাহা হইতে অবিদ্যা বিনাশ জাতে, ফ্রম হোম প্রেমা ভক্তি কমস, বাই সার্ভিং গুরুদেব prema bhakti comes, and after that avidya vinash jate. You should understand this. Without prema bhakti, avidya, full avidya will not go away. So prema bhakti must come first, and then avidya nash. Avidya is more prominent than offense and anartha. Even anartha goes away, avidya is there. Again, it can attack us. Offense, if you are doing offense, and we will take shelter of Harinam, we can get rid of that. But it is very hard to get rid from avidya. Avidya is the mole, that is the root cause coming down here, this fear. By chanting, somehow we will get rid of gradually anarth. Also we will get rid body, all these things. Anarth. There are so many kinds of anarth. One day I will explain, I will like to explain all these things so that you may go up, you can develop your bhakti. Without knowing, we cannot do. So we should know all these things. Sati javidya. To forget Krishna. Ej avidya. Krishna bhuli se jiv anadir bahirbhuk. Atayav maya avidya. Here manas means avidya. Tare de sansare di dukkha. So, by the grace of Gurudev, by the grace, only by the grace of Gurudev, keep it in mind here. It has been told in this kirtan. Only by the grace. Chitte te kariya aitya. Guru mukha padma vakya. Chitte te kariya aitya. You should know one thing. That what is coming from the mouth of Gurudev. You should keep all this in your heart. Only this thing. Then we can cross the maya. First it will come saddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav, and prem will come. And if prem is not coming, avidya, fully avidya will not go away. And it may be that you will have to return again. We are seeing so many devotees who are at first doing bhakti, chanting, remembering, serving so much, so many days, so many years, about 20 years, 25 years to your Prabhupada. Why they came down? Because avidya was there. And Prabhupada went to his spiritual master, that is sat there in Golok Vrindavan. So they could not have good bona fide association of any. So jo anubhuti sampanna realized so. They were chanting but no taste. They were serving but no taste. If they had continued and served his holy master, knowing that my holy master is always present and he is giving instructions and power and energy in our hearts, they may have developed their mind and taste something in Harinam. But it was not done. They had no chance to be in association of very realized soul. So prem will come and then maya will be conquered and avidya will go totally, and thus we will be qualified to enter first in prakat lila of Krishna and then afterwards then to Golok Vrindavan serving Krishna eternally. So some are telling that you should be qualified to have prem first and then avidya will go, and some are telling opposite, first be qualified and then go up. You should make your nishthavan, then test will come and then maya will go totally, avidya will go totally, then we will enter in prem. But it is not correct. It is correct to some extent, but it is not totally correct. Anywhere it is not written. When it will chant, maya will go. Otherwise it will not go. As bhakti will come, anat will go. Avidya will go. It is not the fact that first avidya will go, anat will go, offenses will go, and then bhakti will come. Anywhere it is not seen. We should have faith in our Guru Bhakta. Surely, you know, very strongly that by the service of Gurudev and hearing his Mukhapadma Vakya, Mukhapadma Vakya means the Harikatha, surely it had, we will have surely Ashabandha. We should have that hope strongly that by the serving of Krishna, everything will be achieved. Prem and maya will totally go. It is not told anywhere that first become qualified and then to take name. No. In any way, in any stage, like Jagai Madai, fallen Billomangal, Vesya who went to Haridas Thakur, she was qualified. But he became qualified after hearing the name. So bhakti need not that any should be first qualified and then enter in bhakti. Bhakti can come in any stage we are. By serving Gurudev, first not totally we can serve him, fully serve. We cannot be fully surrendered to Gurudev, because now we are conditional soul. So anyhow, we will tell that, oh Gurudev, I have surrendered you. This is enough. And then gradually the standard of surrendering will go up by hearing the Harikatha. And then nishtha and all will come, and gradually avidya will go away. So don't think like this that first we should be so much qualified and then we should take Harinam. Only Shraddha is the mulya. Shraddha is the mulya, means root, not root, mulya, value. to purchase bhakti. Greed is the value of entering in raganga bhakti. So we should try to understand very deeply these songs written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, by Narottam Thakur, Prem Das Thakur, Govinda Das Thakur. Bhajahure mana sinandanandana abhaya charanar bindare. So deep meanings are there. So we should try to learn all these things and serve our Gurudev. And then avidya shortly will go to total anartha and aparat. That will surely go away. This was the purpose of one word by the grace of Gurudev. Prema bhakti will come gradually and avidya will go, and thus we will be qualified to serve Krishna. Now I may request Srimati Sita Devi to express something, and we want to hear.
Do you know me? Those of you who do know me and know of my frustration over the last 10 years or so to get some association, to get some help in my spiritual journey, not just for me, but for all of my God brothers and God sisters who have been so neglected by the other leading members of our society in our spiritual journey. I didn't know Narayan Maharaj. I've never met him. I've never heard his siksha. I've never read his books before 2 days ago. And I heard from Narayan Maharaj and from his followers that he was desirous of coming and touching those hearts that have been touched by Srila Prabhupada, which are wounded, in order to give us some strength that we can go on and do the mission that Prabhupada wanted us to do, to reinvigorate us, to give us some the water for our bhakti left the beach. And having met Maharaj now, I heard him speak yesterday, I heard him speak this morning. All I can say is that he is someone who's qualified to do this. He can give us that nurturing, he can give us the water, he can give us the shiksha that is going to nurture. At least for me, I feel absolutely as if I've been wandering in a desert and I came upon someone who is not only has a well that can feed me, that can nourish me, but it's unlimited. It's a well. And I feel that Maharaj is absolutely in line with Srila Prabhupada. He is coming complementary to Srila Prabhupada's mission. He is giving us the shiksha that Prabhupada wants us to have. I believe in omens. I live my life by divine omens. I believe Krishna's hand is in everything. I don't think it's an accident that just prior to Maharaj's arrival into the UK, the government deemed it that we can keep the manor. I don't think it's an accident that Maharaj's visit to the West coincides with Prabhupada's centennial. I don't think it's an accident that there are so many discontented devotees who are hankering and just crying out. And I feel Prabhupada has brought Maharaj to us, and nobody can tell me I can't take shiksha from him. And I also don't believe that taking shiksha from Maharaj is in any way doing anything except for strengthening Prabhupada's ISKCON. I thank Maharaj.
Jnananjana-shalateya Chakshurunumilitangena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah.
वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः. नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्तिषे. श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम. I offer my Pushpanjali into lotus feet of my divine grace Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupad Shishun Bhakti Vidhan Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj. I also praying in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Shishila Bhakti Vidhan Swami Maharaj. Most qualified among the devotees, the devotees of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He has actually, by the grace of Guru and Gauranga, he came to this western countries. He can get kindly the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, and update from our disciplic order of Acharya. I know and I realize this, that what Srimati Sita Devi told, that only Sri Prabhupada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj has brought me to help his mission. To help the devotees who are in distress now and they are feeling that none is to help us. And also to new devotees, I want to help them also. And to encourage them all not to give up a scone. It should be cleared and it should be more pure. If anything wrong has come, I wish always to help them and to realize Swamiji more and more. So I have told these things many times. I want to explain where his mission is. I know that he has translated and explained the Gita. And he has told that Gita is the first book of spiritual life or Vedic culture and knowledge. Even our previous Acharya has told like this. Baldev Vidyabhushan, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Jeev Goswami, all has told like this. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has told like this. Gita is the first book of Vedic culture and knowledge, for supreme knowledge. We see in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nigam Kalpa Taror Galitang Phalam Sukhamukhad Amrit Darva Sanjutam Ivata Bhagavatam Rasamalajam Muhurmo Rasika Bhuvibhavuka.
that, O Rasik, O Bhavuk, Bhakta, Bhavuka, and Rasik, you should always hear this Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the sar and substance, it is the essence of all Vedas, Upanishads, of all Purans, and all the books written by or published by bhakta like Ramanuj, Madhvacharya and all others. Especially Veda, Upanishad, Shruti, Smriti, all the essence is Srimad Bhagavatam. And we see, and it has been brought from Sukadeva Goswami. How it was brought, I will clear it after that. I am going to tell to glorify Gita that in Gita Mahatma, glorification of Gita, a sloka has been written. I think that it has been written by Vyas himself. No? And in Srimad Bhagavatam, this sloka has been written by Vyas and told by Sukadeva Goswami. Here, written by Vyas, that what he is telling. Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dugdha Gopala Nandanaha, and then Sudhir Bhokta Gita Amritam Mahat. Partho Sudhir Bhakta Vatsa. The meaning is this of the sloka is that Sarva Upanishada Gavo. Have you heard this sloka before? Perhaps Swamiji has written anywhere in his book. You can search. You will find surely. But it is deep. It will have to research it. I know he has written. So Sarva Upanishado Gavo. All the Upanishad. What are the Upanishad? Upanishad. Upamansane near. Nishat, bringing anyone. If you will read, we will hear Upanishadam. From any realized soul, then it will take us nearer to the Brahma. And after that, it will take you to Parabrahma. Supreme Personality of God is Param Brahma. It will take. So it is called Upanishad. All Vedas, the essence of the Vedas are Upanishad. They are about 1008, but now missing. Perhaps they have been brought in Germany and other places. And it has been burnt by Bauddhas in their rule. So now missing some are there. Ishkena, Katha, Upanishad, all these are found, but not all Upanishad are. So all Upanishad are like cows. And calf is Arjuna himself, and Krishna is milkman. The milk which comes from cows is not only for calves, their calves, but for a whole person. So Gita is not for only Arjuna. It was for everyone who has Shraddha. The Sarvopanishto Gavo Dugdha Gopala Nandana. And Partho Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta. So the essence of all Upanishad is Gita, and Gita is itself a Upanishad, Gita Upanishad. Whereas Srimad Bhagavatam, Nidama Kalpataro Galitam, Not only the essence of Upanishads. Here is the difference. You should understand. Here is the difference. Gita is the essence of all the Upanishads. And they all direct us to Brahma. Nirguna Brahma. No? And Srimad Bhagavat is the essence of all Shruti, Smriti, Upanishads and all Purans. Gita is not essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. You should think, understand. But Gita is, the essence of Gita is in Srimad Bhagavatam. But Srimad Bhagavat is not. Essence of Gita is essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, here it has been described the speciality of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, when we used to go to learn A, B, C, D, Akshara, A, A, E, E, Ka, Kha, Ga, these are Akshara. Not letter only. I don't know the meaning of the letter, but I know the meaning of Akshara. Syllable. What is the meaning of syllable?
Sound.
But A is not only sound, it's all Brahma. What is Akshara? Akshara, which never dies. No death, no birth. So it must be jiv, conditioned soul, or realized soul? No. Brahma can create. Here is the difference between soul and akshar Brahma. Om is the first akshar Brahma. Like a very big, endless sea. No end. That will not be measured. How deep? No end. No north, east, west, south, up and down. No boundary at all. Endless. Giving pleasure. This is Akshara Brahma Omkar. Om, A, U, Ma. Akarena Uchyate Krishna. Akar denotes Krishna. Uka denotes Srimati Radhika. Supreme authority of power. It denotes. Ma, all jivas. Souls. So, A, U, Mo, three things, and then it makes Brahma. But it is like an ocean of Namak, salt. It is like an ocean of salt. Anyone cannot take water and cannot be saved by the water of sea. Even a bird cannot drink sea water. But if the sun rays take the water, giving up salt, clearing it as a vapor, and it takes the form of clouds, having touch with any forest or hills, that is devotees, and they are transferred into very sweet water, and then it is life. No? So, Om is Brahma, Akshara Brahma. We are also Brahma. Also, see, this body not. The souls are Brahma, but part Brahma. Part and parcel. A full Brahma. So, for this, we'll have to adopt Gita first. First book of spiritual knowledge, Vedic knowledge. We can enter in Akshar Brahma, it is told by Arjuna. You are Akshar Brahma for Krishna. You are more than Akshar Brahma. You are Purushottam. We are Khar Brahma. We realize all are Akshar Brahma. Paramatma is Akshar Brahma, more than that. And after that, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Akshar Brahma, topest. So we should know all these things. So first we should know what is Gita. First book, learning Akshar. Akshar means A-I, beginning. Without Akshar, knowledge of Akshar, without knowing A, B, C, D, we cannot gain anything. Either by hearing A, B, C, D, or that words, or by learning, by writing anything. You have to go. Yeah. So, Sruti is called those who hear. At first, no writing was there. One year.